Attitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
That's right. Welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. As always, I am here with the Mr. and the
Hello.
Mrs.
What's up,
Hello.
Everybody?
All right. It's time to get into the favorite part of the day. The Mr. versus the Mrs. game show.
Yay.
Yay.
Where's the clapping?
Yay. I've been waiting for this all week.
Yeah. I bet you have.
I have too, actually.
To lose again.
Oh, wow!
Bring
all
it.
Right.
He gets one win, and he's all.
You know, whatever makes him feel better.
Hey, he's all Raymond Reigns over.
I'm like Solano. I take every win I can get.
He does. It's true. I know this.
Solano.
All right. So, of course, I'm going to ask a question. Let's put an example here to the Mister that pertains to the Misses, and he has to match with the Misses. It's that simple. So, question one of round one.
All right.
If you could have witnessed one biblical event, which would you choose? And this is for the Misses.
All right, this will be tough because, you know, I know my history so well.
I hope you know the Bible well.
You didn't know who the Gettysburg Address was. How do you know the Bible?
My only takes three letters.
Oh, all right. Let's see what you got.
Wait a second, because I feel like now we got to...
No, go ahead.
Got to be careful.
This is my point. I have to match you, right?
Yeah.
I have to match you, so whatever.
The resurrection.
Really? Oh. I said the ark.
The ark?
Can we show that on Periscope? I want
the ark.
I want.
It's
not an arc reactor.
I just used the brief.
Wait, how is it spelled?
A R K
with a K.
K, not C. What? No.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Psst. Hey, I would have got it wrong too.
No, I knew you would have.
Moving on. Now that,
so do I get a point when he gets it wrong?
No.
You get a point for us not being able to spell, okay?
I'm going to get a lot of points today, people.
Yeah, you are. No, you don't get points for me getting it wrong.
This is for, okay, since that one was pertaining, that was for the Misses the match, right? Yeah.
That was, well, we have to match all the time, but that would have been his point if he had gotten it wrong.
All right, so now we're going to... Mine. What would be your perfect breakfast? I love radio.
We should be on TV, actually, if you really want to look at my facial expressions.
We are. We're on Periscope.
It's just so great.
I guess it is periscope.tv. But
yeah,
that's,
you need to get on Periscope, people.
So
I have to match... Your answer, or do you
I
have to match
have
mine?
I have to match your answer.
Oh, that's right. All right.
So, what would be your perfect breakfast?
What would be your perfect breakfast, Mister?
This is easy.
Well, I really don't know the answer to this. I know if he's really hungry and, you know, is gonna go big, what he'll have, right? If he's gonna, we're out
of
eating.
All time. That's all I'll say.
The grand slam
I know,
of all
a
time.
Bowl of Captain Crunch. I like it. All right, so I'm going to go.
I'm guessing the Mister doesn't like many poached eggs or anything with eggs, apparently.
Oh, no. He really likes omelets that have, like, all the meats.
Oh, really?
We can get bacon and sausage.
The more meats you get an egg, the better.
and you know, don't mess it up with too much cheese in there.
Oh, yeah, because that's so wrong. Don't like cheese? Come on, man.
I love cheese. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, so the question was, what would be your perfect breakfast?
My dad's French toast.
Dad's French toast?
Damn. Darn.
That is the right answer, though, isn't it?
My grandma's biscuits and gravy.
Over dad's French toast? Ooh,
I love your dad. I don't know. My grandmother's passed away. Your dad's still here. Yeah, I like your dad's better.
All right, so the mister has changed his answers,
which means I get a point. Which is just for those listening, this is actually how it goes because I know better than him what he likes.
All right, next question. Sure. Round two. Who is your favorite Star Wars character?
My favorite Star Wars character.
Your favorite. The missus' favorite Star Wars character.
That's a good question. Ian did a good job today.
That is a good question because Star Wars?
Yep.
Do you have a favorite Star Wars
character? Yeah, she does.
Do you?
If she even doesn't even do this right, I'm going to
guess it. If I don't do right what I like,
I know what I like. I know what you like.
We've had this whole big discussion around I don't actually have many favorites of anything.
Yeah, you say favorite.
Who is walking around out there?
He's leaving.
Is that Ian?
Yes, Ian.
I haven't seen him in a while. He looks different.
Ian's done. Really?
Yoda is my favorite Star Wars character.
Han Solo.
Yeah.
I have a card with Yoda on it.
I know, but Han Solo.
No, that's Solo? Not my, no, he, no.
Who's Han Solo?
Harrison Ford.
You love everything Harrison Ford has always done.
Doesn't make him my favorite character in the movie.
Harrison Ford?
I do.
I mean, he's in some really good movies.
As he gets older, it's, yeah.
Not that great. Not that great. All right, next question. Would you rather go to Game 7 of the World Series if the Dodgers were in it or the Super Bowl with the Cowboys in it?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even think you know the answer.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, we talked about this. We did talk about this.
We talked about it before.
Misses, you have to match the mystery.
I know, so I've got to wonder if he's still thinking the same thing.
This is not fair. Ian did not do a good job of this.
I'm sorry. Don't you actually write these questions?
No, he doesn't.
No. It's Ian.
It's Ian.
It's our producer.
Ian.
All right.
I don't really want to write this. I feel like I'm cursing myself by writing it.
Because the one that you're going to write actually has a shot at winning this year versus the other one who probably is the same shot they had last year.
Watch your mouth. I really don't like this.
You already know. You're not going to jinx yourself. Just pick the one we both know you're going to pick.
It's been, all right, let's
no, put, just, let's no, no, all right,
do it. Let's put write it down.
For a minute.
It. No, been, we don't have this much time. No, we got more questions.
We got plenty of time. 1988 is the last time the Dodgers won a championship. 1995 is the last time the Cowboys won it. Man, that's tough. I've been to L.A. What to L.A. All right.
I will put the Jeopardy music on.
You're really going with that, are you?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
There goes the Cowboys. She said Dodgers.
Really?
What do you mean, really? I thought you were going to go with the Dodgers as well.
We've been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but not with the Cowboys.
Not with the Cowboys.
And we've been in Cowboys Stadium. So you've actually sort of done that already. And you've seen the Cowboys play.
You get a point.
No.
I don't need the point.
She gets a point.
No, because you said the Cowboys. I'm going to remember that.
You get a point.
So I just to be clear, this means that if the Dodgers make the World Series.
No, it doesn't.
We're not going.
Stop it. Go ahead and give yourself a point.
I'm not.
Round three. What celebrity does your husband think he looks like the most?
What?
What celebrity does the mister think he looks like the most?
I don't know, but he's writing furiously over there. What celebrity?
The one I have been called before.
Well, that's not necessarily what you think you are.
Well, no, when I looked at the pictures, yeah, I was like, I can't argue with it.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Let me think about this. I got to stare at you for a minute, squinty eyes, and see if I can see if I can envision you as somebody else.
Stop making those faces. I'm really glad this is radio again.
And then he's facing away from the Periscope of fans. What is that? I have no idea. I have no idea what he's doing now. All right, so I'm just gonna say. Okay.
It's easy.
All right, now I gotta know the story to this.
Who?
Who
you got? I need to see your answer first. Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
I said The Big Show.
What? Oh, wow. All right.
Hey, you're 7 feet tall.
I've never heard anybody call me that. That's good, though. So tell me why you wrote Big Show.
Because I told you I don't know the answer.
And you just did it. Randomly.
So you saw my bald head and you said The Big Show. All right. That's great.
Who's told you you look like Simon Pegg?
Yeah, I want to know.
Friend, you know, you remember the friends that used to do the pictures, like I was in different places.
Yes.
And everyone was like, you look like Simon.
See it. Your friends need glasses.
They probably do, but still.
Okay, so look at our thing. So Periscope of fans, does the mister look like Simon Pegg?
Yeah, does he look like Simon Pegg? Stop making faces. You're not modeling over here, okay? Stop it.
We want to know because I think I should get that point just because.
Fine.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't need the point.
You didn't answer. You put The Big Show.
It's 1-0.
All right. Come on, let's go.
Next question for the mister. Which of the missus' parents is she most like?
It depends on the situation.
No. Wait, I don't. Well, what do you know? It depends on the situation.
Because in certain situations, I am exactly like my dad.
Okay.
And then other times, I am exactly like my mom.
You are, but majority of the time, who you most like? It's the easy answer.
I know, because you say this when you're around her. So my mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, your dad.
No.
I tell you all the time you act like your dad.
No, you okay. You always say that when John, my mom, and I are together with you, you're always like, now I got three of you.
No, well that's because I'm being nice to your mom. No, that means you do like your dad a lot.
All right. Well, you don't get the point.
All right, that's fine. You cheated. All right, what's the next one?
All right, no. Round four. Here we go. During a time of emergency, who would you want as a helper? The mister or little Steven?
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yep.
Those are my only options?
Whoa. Okay, first off, I've been on your side on this show.
No, I'm not.
Dad,
let's just be clear. If there's an emergency, I'm calling my dad. Right?
You can't call your dad.
It's either me or that guy.
Me or that guy wearing that orange shirt with the orange background.
You are not gonna like this answer.
No, I know.
It's PH, right?
Yeah. Wonder who she's choosing.
That's wrong.
Don't even know if it's a B or a BH.
I don't know your name, but I'm going to choose you.
I'm going to choose you.
It's like, just put Slino.
Oh, I am learning so much today.
Just put Slino. It'll be okay.
I don't ever, like, write cards out to you or anything.
You ready? Go ahead.
It's little Steven.
Yeah, of course.
So the mister got a point off of that.
So, all right. So during emergency, you know who to call here.
Do you even know what to do if something happened?
Wait, I just want, neither one of you want an explanation of why I would choose.
No, go ahead. I want to hear.
I kind of do.
We do want to hear the story. Go ahead.
Because he will just sit there and let me handle it, and you would complain and try to take over and drive me nuts.
That's right, because I don't do nothing.
And whenever I said, like, can you hold this here, he'd do it. So, you know, so... It was just, that's why.
Wow.
All right. Well, now that I'm feeling the love in the room, here we go. Should. Next question.
You just got chosen in case of emergency.
Hey, you let Ian put this question out there.
Who is your least favorite actress? And this is the mister trying to match with the missus. So I guess who is the missus?
No, I don't think he knows.
No. She has to match my answer. Okay.
So this is who your least favorite actress is?
Okay, so who is the mister's least favorite
actress? Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was for the show. I can't stand everything she does. Yep, I know who it is.
I have no idea who this is.
Yeah, you do. You don't.
Oh, I think I even know now.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
An actress?
She's a... comedian slash actress.
Oh, I know. So I already know. A couple already ways. Know.
He knows.
Already know.
He knows. You know. Just think about it. You don't like her really.
Yeah, but I've got a list. So okay, and most of them are comedians who are also actresses.
There is one that every time the TV comes on, especially this past summer, every time this commercial comes, we fast forward to when she was in it.
Yep, I already know. I got it.
He knows.
I got it.
What is her name?
You can say show, movie, whatever.
I don't know what the movie is.
All right.
I'm going to assume this is right. Amy.
No, you got Amy right. Right? Did I get it right?
Who
Amy?
Do you think it was?
I thought it was Amy Schumer.
No.
That's who I was thinking.
No.
Schumer. Oh.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ghostbusters. Every time.
I keep forgetting he hates Melissa McCarthy. I thought you didn't like Amy Schumer either.
No, she's okay.
Because you always talked about Trainwreck that you didn't like her because of her, of the movie. Or you didn't like her comedy.
I'm not a fan of her comedy.
She's not. Listen, the movie was good. I mean, there's parts. There's a lot of stuff she didn't have to do, but. You know,
yeah, Melissa. Yeah, so
Melissa McCarthy. Though I
go, so, yeah. So, well, you know, I guess I don't get a point. So we're all tied up right now. All right,
what's next?
All right, last round, round five.
Official score.
Round five, lightning round. Here we go. Which cereal best describes your husband? Banana Nut Crunch, Reese's Puffs, Fruity Pebbles, Honey Smacks. Rice Krispie, Frosted Mini Wheats, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Hey, if you say Frosted Mini Wheats.
What? Because you're frosted on one side?
Well, it's better than Honey Smacks.
It's the only cereal he really likes.
Oh, I haven't wrote this down yet.
Which one was the one, the frog?
What?
Was it Diggum? No. What was his name? He had a cereal, but I can't remember what it was called. The frog that had a cereal.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
The Smack'ems?
Which is
it? No. Diggums?
Yeah, it might be.
It's something
you
to
have
do
to look up.
The fake frog who had a cereal.
What you got?
I he might have been
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh.
What did you... Wait, hold on. What did you say? He was.
You didn't even spell it right. Again, I should get a point just for that.
Just for spelling.
And I would think that because of Cena, that you would never, 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 ever, ever want to be considered a Fruity Pebble.
Well, I was thinking, actually, to be honest with you, I was thinking Rice Krispies because I'm Snack, Crackle, and Pop.
Snap,
whatever.
Moving on.
I would like the mister to go educate himself about cereal and then come back. And
first off, why are you any type of cereal?
Well,
okay.
First of all, why am I Frosted Mini Wheats? I have to know why I'm Frosted Mini Wheats.
Because you're just a little sweet, tasty snack.
All right. Well, I'm done. What? Okay.
Ooh, I can't wait to ask that question to other people. All right. Go ahead.
Question of the week.
What sir is your husband?
You asked.
That's great.
Okay. last question here.
There's nothing mini.
Right, what anyway. Is your husband? What is the mister's favorite time of year? What is the mister's favorite time of year? I don't like how you're looking around the room, Mrs. I don't.
There aren't that many letters in any of the seasons.
He's writing all four seasons.
You ready?
Football time.
Which it is a season. It is a season, I guess.
So. Yes. Well, remember the last time you guys asked me my favorite season, I said Christmas.
It's true. Hey, it is a season. Christmas season. They do say season yes. at the end of it.
So we are now 2-1.
Who's won? All right.
Who won?
Me.
Who? You won?
All right. The All right, Mrs. She won. Again. She's back on top again.
Yay. All right.
She won.
All right. Well, let's get into our question of the week.
All right. Social media. Well, again, last week, our social media question of the week, which you can find on Twitter and Facebook as well, as well as the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. What are some weird purchases your spouse have made?
Can I go?
Yeah. No, no. That's all you, man.
I've got a couple. Well, actually, I got many people that reached out. One is a back stretcher that looks like a torture device. He bought for his wife, and basically, she lays on her back and it stretches her back out. Very comfortable, they said, but very. It looks very torture-esque.
I guess it helps with back problems. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like okay.
The same. Couple said, we've done it. Blue Apron meals being delivered.
We didn't do Blue Apron.
We didn't do Blue Apron.
But now, what is that?
It's meals that come in. It's vegetarian meals.
It's kind of like packaged components, and then you cook the meal yourself.
Oh, okay. I had a friend that did that.
Hello Fresh.
Is that what we did?
Oh, yeah. That's the one. I've seen those. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's very good, though. I mean, but he said the food coming in at first, kind of like I was. I was like, food coming in, I really could get mine.
Yeah.
But it come in, it was very good.
So they're Blue Apron meals? Yeah, Blue Apron meals. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Some other things I got. A $300 juicer. They used it several times, realized it was a pain in the butt to clean, and now sits on top of the cabinets collecting dust.
Well, that's a great $300 juicer.
Well, so it must be an extraction machine. Yeah. So the different types of juicers, because that is where you actually have to take out the blades, mm-hmm. and they really are a pain.
Okay, do you guys have a juicer? I have
we
to
used
ask.
To. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh no,
we used it a lot too.
Yeah, if there's an appliance, we've had it.
Oh, okay.
Some more that I've got: throw pillows. He said, I still don't understand them.
Well,
I understand that.
The throw pillows, you know, they make the bed look nice. They are quite comfy.
Yeah. Then we got one that says samurai swords.
Samurai
swords. Samurai swords. Thank you. Not samurai. Samurai swords.
That's... I guess it depends on... who you are. I can see that as a weird purchase. I can, but I've known a lot of people that have purchased that before.
Are they all weird?
No, it's a decorative piece in there.
Another gentleman said samurai swords are the best. And then she came back and said, I told my husband that men are going to read this and wonder why that's weird. And then I says, man, I have to talk with my wife about a great Christmas gift this year.
I mean... I'm going to get backlash for this, but it's like having a moose head. on the top of the fireplace. It's a decoration piece.
You can't pull it down and kill somebody with it.
No, but it's a decoration piece, though. It's like having like two guns on a plaque.
And
no,
then
really.
Then I had somebody say, someone brought me a ring once, LOL, because they got married. And then the last one is, he bought not one, but two orange cars. That did it. From then on, I bought my own cars.
Hold on. He bought two orange cars. That's not weird at all.
That's not weird buying two orange cars?
I mean, at the same time he bought two orange cars?
Not at the same time, but, you know, still. That's,
well, maybe he liked the color orange.
I know.
I mean.
I don't know. Anyway, that's some of the responses we had.
All right, so what's our social media question of the week?
You know, I was thinking what our question should be this week. What do you think about first encounters with in-laws? What was your first encounter like with your in-law? You know, I've heard some good stories. I've heard some that, like, eh.
What?
You know, where Steven's not going to answer this question because, you know, he doesn't meet any in-laws right now.
That really
happened. So, the question I was thinking, first encounters with in-laws.
Yeah.
No? You like that or not?
No.
No? You got something better?
I don't know about that either.
You know, all right. Anything will help. I mean, you know, Periscopians are waiting for an answer here.
So I know the dead air is awesome. So,
dead air is great.
So why don't we ask this week about favorite did we ask favorite shows that you don't watch without your spouse?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did we
did
do
it.
That one?
Wow. Yeah, we did it. We could do...
You tell I'm still sleep deprived.
I like how you're using the word favorite. Doesn't like the word favorite.
First movie. I know. First movie you saw with your spouse or partner.
Mm.
And not... It's got to be PG.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be R-13.
It had to be
not.
In a regular movie theater.
Well, first... first movie date. Well, not movie date, but you know
what's
what
your
first, like, first movie.
What's the first movie you saw with your spouse or partner?
If you can recall.
That you can recall.
Okay.
First
I like
your
it.
Favorite. I mean, I think we say, hey, it's your first or your favorite, because maybe you don't remember your first.
Right.
If it was, you know, a few decades ago.
I mean,
something.
You remember ours.
Yes.
Right.
Which we just recently watched again.
We did. I downloaded it.
Okay.
It's not like it was a great movie or anything.
Oh, it was
but
a great
it's a,
movie. It's Patrick Dempsey. It was a good movie.
Sorry. Are you done?
I am now.
It's a funny movie, and I actually do enjoy watching it, you know, at least once a year. It's a nice reminder of that great first date.
All right, so social media question of the week for next week is going to be first or favorite movie that you have seen with your spouse.
Yes.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up here for the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Make sure you check us everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, as well as Spreaker and Stitcher. All right. Thank you.
Don't forget, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, where they put the attitude in broadcasting. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time here at the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
See you later.